Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Sorry, yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Kyle Dean Hamlin, 255-258.
Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 5th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Hamlin?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the individuals to my right. The far right, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, then the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as your panel lead, also as the acting board chairman today. And to my left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Hamlet and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Hamlet, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. I'm going to begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of community supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse the criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the Mesa House located at 28 South Olive Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about July 20th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Hamlin, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Hamlet's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Hamlet, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? Thank you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Hamlin was released from the jail scene on June 4th, 2018. He was arrested on August 21st of 2018 by Tempe PD. An ABC board of only charges. He returned back to the jail scene on June 21, 2018. His CSED on February 2nd, 2019 reflects 32 expound days. Current conviction, 2016, theft of means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2010, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2012, hindering prosecution, 1 year. His three terms of DOC, his CU, IR scores of 4-4, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 3. He has no gang affiliation. prior term supervision, 2011, TIS release, completed 2 months, 2012, TIS release, completed 4 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Under arrest, 2011, hindering prosecution, there was a felony conviction, probation, and community risk score of G3, B4.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, Mr. Hamlet, back to you. We're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at TLC located at 54 West Southern Avenue. On July 13, 2018, you were approved to reside at the Mesa House located 28 South Olive Avenue in Mesa. Did you live some other place after you left the Olive House, Mr. Hamlet?
Yeah.
Where were you living, sir?
I was staying with my brother.
And does he also live in the Mesa area?
No, he lives in
Tempe,
where I got arrested.
We don't have any notes as to whether you were working. So were you working when you were on community supervision?
When I got to the Mesa House, when I was at TLC, I wasn't able to work. They put you on a contract, a 90-day contract, where you work for a template. But when I made it over to the Olive House, my dad has his own business, and yeah, I was working full-time for him once I got over there.
And what were you doing for your father?
Tree service. He has a business called A2Z Tree Service.
We certainly commend you for working. We have some programming notes that you referred to task for running your analysis testing with the color ivory. You were required to report on June 29, 2018 for a UA, and you had a negative, which we commend you for. You were also enrolled into anger management class through CHC. You attended 3 classes and missed 2. So, did you miss those 2 classes when you went missing from community supervision, or what happened?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, sir?
When I left all the house.
Thank you. You were missing from community supervision for 32 days, so what were you doing during that time, sir?
I was just working.
And living with your father?
With my brother.
Oh, by me, sir. So working and living with your brother.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're working. That's always a good sign, but why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Well, you see, I was late back to the Olive House one night, and I called my buddy to let him know that I was going to be late. He told me that I guess his name's Ken Cash. He's the manager over at TLC. He said that they had already packed all my stuff up. And I was just like, well, I don't know. I just kind of got discouraged when I heard that. Just decided not to even go back.
Well, whatever was going to happen, happened. It's unfortunate. It's been our experience. Especially because it seems that you've had some past completions with community supervision that if you're straight up with your parole officer, they'll work with you. And it sounds like that you panicked and absconded, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So what were you doing that caused the Tempe Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I was just walking out of the store from like having some cigarettes and and a drink, and before you know it, the cops were coming up on me, and they told me to put my hands in the air and get on the ground, so I did what I was told to do, but I don't know if, I have no clue, I don't know if my brother's girlfriend called on me because she got out of warrant and she wanted me to get taken care of, I have no clue. I wasn't causing trouble or doing nothing like that.
And these were regular patrol officers that a special fugitive unit or anything?
No, I was just
for 10-day
police.
Pardon me, sir, I'm just doing a quick review here. Did you have any ongoing issues with drugs or alcohol?
Not drugs, no.
And you had issues with alcohol, or?
I mean, I would have a beer here and there, but it wasn't like an everyday thing. It wasn't a habit. I was working most of the time. I would get out, eat dinner, and drink a beer. I mean, maybe once a week.
Were you aware that if you absconded, that sooner or later that the police would catch up with you and you'd get arrested?
Yes, sir. I knew I was
on
borrowed time.
Well, I appreciate you being honest with the board. Can we ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you? Don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Meyer, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything with us or tell us anything that we've already heard, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
No, I would just like to say that I know I made the wrong decision out there, and I'm willing to, whatever decision you guys make, I mean, this is my fault. I hold no hard grudges against nobody.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hamlet. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Hamlet was very direct with the board. I like hearing that he had work. It sounds like that he was working for a family business. Certainly honest work, working for a tree service. It's unfortunate that he did not maintain contact with his parole officer. There's no guarantees, but there's probably a possibility that something might have been able to be worked out as far as his living arrangement. The fact remains he absconded for 32 days in which we could not account for his activity, and I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, not to mention that he was in violation of other conditions by using alcohol, but I'll stick to the issue in question that he absconded from community supervision. And I'm not finding him a suitable candidate to return. Hearing no further discussion by fellow board members, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W2141. Our discussion with Mr. Hamlet, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hamlet was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a community leisure company. It was much to be absconded for 32 days, and we could not account for his activity during the time he was missing from community supervision. That's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Hamlet, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about February 2nd, 2019. I recognize that in this month of, at least in the late days of September, that may sound like a long way away, but it really is a matter of weeks. So we encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for a safe return to the community. I hope that there's still work waiting for you with the family business, and we certainly hope to not see you before this board again in Orange. You're a young man. Criminal history is not very lengthy, and we hope that you'll turn a corner and just move on with your life and stay productive. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it, Mr. Hamlet, if you give the phone back to CO3. Thank you, sir.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too, sir.